This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This is different. If you're not from Vermont, you may not realize there are parts of Vermont where it is completely legal to be naked. Anywhere. At any time.
Yeah.
So it still catches people off guard, though, when someone actually does it. Although it's legal,
very few people usually do it. Yeah.
Right.
Till a guy over the weekend went to get a coffee nude.
It's allowed. I'm doing it.
It's not illegal. Again, he did not break any laws. Here's the story, though, from WHDH-TV.
On camera, the owners of a Vermont store got a little more exposure than they bargained for because of a carefree customer, you could
this
say.
This guy's amazing.
Security cameras in the store catching a man completely naked, walking in, getting some coffee, then chatting it up with the clerk. The owner of the store says it was his daughter that was behind the counter at the time.
He asked her if it was a good place to go swimming. She directed him to a swimming area. He paid for his coffee and out the door he went. It's first time for me. It doesn't happen often, I'll tell you.
Well, if I was a dad, I wouldn't be too thrilled about that. It is not illegal to be naked in public in this part of Vermont, but the store's owner says he hopes this doesn't become a trend.
Vermont's a weird place.
Don't you think that that was more malicious than...
Yes.
You think he didn't linger, or to me, he just was like doing his business.
Well, I don't know why he had to ask her where a good spot to swim would be.
Yeah, he was a perv.
If you live like there and you're familiar with the nudity laws, I think you already
know everywhere you can swim.
The local swimming hole is, you don't have to ask some young girl.
Yes.
I mean, what do you, how's it hanging, baby? Can you tell me where I can cool off?
That is
a sweet dip?
Crazy that you can just be nude anywhere there. Can you imagine going grocery shopping and there's just a nude person in the next aisle?
That'd be a hell of a time at the grocery store.
That is nuts.
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't believe there's not more videos of this. Like, there's tons of dudes I would be willing to just get nude and...
Well, this is the first time I've ever had the inkling to go to Vermont.
No, you wanted it. That's on your vacation destination.
I knew it.
Let's push off James to the limits, huh?
James' nude Vermont adventure.
Wouldn't it be great that you could go there and do it and you don't risk being arrested?
I could walk into Taco Bell, order a cheesy Gordita Crunch, fully nude.
You could go to the church. When you see the town... They've got a lot of things to see, James.
You can do some new
churches. And
so here's something different. It is illegal to be naked in parts of Vermont, as we just told you. But
you have to have all your clothes off the second you step out of your place.
Yes, you can't disrobe in public. Oh. So you can't take your clothes off outside. You've got to be naked before you get outside.
And James, fine with that.
Yeah, cool. I'll walk right out of the hotel.
If they
completely nude.
See you taking your clothes off, you could be arrested for lewd and lascivious conduct. That is crazy.
James won't even pack anything.
But you can be completely naked.
When I'm riding that elevator down, I'll let you think about what I use to push the button. Was it my fingers or was it something else?
I could just see James going to Vermont. He has his suitcase packed. They're like, sir, there isn't any clothes here. He's like,
I'm going to Vermont.
Of course, I'm going to Vermont. Why do you have 50 dildos?
I'm
going to Vermont. This is what I do.
What am I going to do in my spare time? Vermont.
I'm
going to streak down the local main street, and I'm going back to my hotel room with my dildos.
What a weird lie. You can't disrobe in public, but you can be naked in public.
Is it just that town? Or is it all over the place?
Vermont nudity
laws.
Well, that's Bennington, Vermont. That's where this happened. Vermont, it says the state. Vermont does not have a law against public nudity. So although there's no laws in the state, some cities have enacted rules making it illegal to be completely naked in public. So individual cities may have, but Bennington's not one of them. So the bunch of cities in Vermont where it is still illegal to be nude anywhere.
Bizarre. Wow.
And that guy took complete. Do you think he was on summer vacation? Mm-hmm. Well, he asked where where a beach was.
I don't know.
He could just be a nude visitor.
I'm assuming.
If you're a nudist, wouldn't you go somewhere that accepted you?
Buy your coffee completely naked?
That's what they dream of, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's a nudist vacation destination.
Oh, I guarantee it is. I guarantee it is.
Yeah.
Someone said strip clubs in Vermont have to be wild.
I bet they're not. I bet they're just, I mean, it's still Vermont. It doesn't strike me as the coolest place on earth.
Nope.
It's Vermont.
There's a swimming hole there that encourages people to swim naked. Swimming hole. Why does the words swimming hole really disturb me?
Because it should.
Like, what's a hole? What's a hole?
Swimming hole is like when the neighbor down the street just goes into that abandoned lot and digs a hole and fills it full of
fills
water.
It with water. Yeah.
Come on in for a swim, boys.
My swimming hole.
Or like, or like the deep south, there's some kind of
like a quarry or whatever.
Yeah, or just the river has got deep in a spot. I don't know. Disturbs me.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the rules for getting a boner in public? Do you get arrested for that? I'm sure you could, because that's indecent, right?
I have to be careful if I'm walking around naked.
I'm not going to walk around without one.
Well, you definitely can't do it then. Sorry, Chuck.
I'm not going to.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
not
a
walking
naked,
around without
a
one.
Naked bike race in a part of Vermont, too. So obviously they do it there because you can be nude.
Right.
I wonder how much it costs to enter that race. Used to be pretty fast on a bike.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
You should totally train the nude bike race.
Train and win.
I would love to be like the nude bike rider of the year or something.
Where will you train at?
The nude bike rider.
You don't have to train nude.
Local gym. I got a membership still.
Yeah,
you don't have to. The bike.
You don't have to train nude.
You should have to train nude for a nude race, though. I do kind of agree with her.
Because you're going to be able to handle that seat.
I want to talk to Andy. Andy, you have to put me in touch with his gym.
Yeah,
you free. Like to bend the rules for them a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonder if they'll bend the rules for you. Maybe early mornings you can go in before when it's not open to the public. You can do your nude bike training.
A couple hours before opening, I can do your nude training routine.
You are kind of right, though, Lise, because you'd have to build up some kind of tolerance in your nether region.
Yeah, to be able to handle that.
To be able to handle, depending how long the race is. If it's a short speed race, okay, maybe, but.
By the way, that guy in the nudist in Vermont was on vacation. He's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, there you go.
So he was just there.
He was just having,
just having a vacation.
Just a nudist. I think when you encounter a real nudist like that, you see him on video, it seems pervy and stuff, but maybe it's not.
What?
To me,
I always assume it is.
That's smart.
That's how I run.
Because I assume probably with a big portion of the public it is. There may be a small portion where they're not perverts, but for a large portion, I think y'all pervs. That's where we sit.
That's why Lisa's safe.
Someone said, can you imagine you go into a strip club there, you're nude already when you get a lap dance?
I'm sure it's wild.
We are sparking Vermont tourism.
Yeah, but just imagine what a Vermont stripper looks like.
I feel like a Vermont strip club is going to have rules about the people who come in have to have some.
I
would assume.
Like the only people that are exposing their genitals in this establishment are dancers.
Yeah.
That's wild. Well, there you go. Something you may not have known before today. Mm. You can be nude in most parts of Vermont. But you cannot get undressed in public.
No.
Do that inside, then walk out naked.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I think I encountered a female lesbian Thor on my way home.
What happened?
You guys,
did she have a hammer?
You got into a fight?
Yeah. I got into a fight.
Oh, God. Only Dave fights
you guys,
a lesbian.
I wish
only
I had a
Dave
taped
Dave fights
it,
a lesbian.
No.
Honestly. Only Dave.
Stop it.
So I did. Listen, I will say this. Yeah. I was almost killed by a table full of lesbians before.
Had an experience.
I have had my own encounter. I understand that it can happen.
Well, it was the strangest thing, honestly. And if I was in the wrong, I'd own up and say, I was an idiot. I cut someone off or whatever.
Right.
I didn't. Here's what happened. It's a four-way stop, okay? There is, on to my right, as I'm pulling up to the stop sign, to my right, there is a truck, like a mail truck or something. I can't even remember what it was. And behind that, there's a white pickup.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
That mail truck or whatever had obviously stopped before me.
Yeah, there first.
There first. I stopped at the stop sign.
Yes.
The mail truck went through. I'm at a complete stop now at the stop sign as that mail truck is going through.
Yeah.
So whose turn is it next? The pickup truck behind the mail truck or me?
It is your turn.
It is my turn, right?
It is your turn.
I go to move. Someone honks. The pickup truck honks at me. And I was like, huh? I just turned and gave like the hands up like, what?
Yeah.
So I kept moving. I couldn't see who it was at this point because the windows were pretty tinted. The person comes up and missed my bumper by like an inch, like trying to go in front of me like it was their turn next. So I was like, F you. And I went around them.
Yeah.
I wasn't letting them go.
Them. You power moved.
Well, I'm
them.
Just F off. Like, yeah, you were completely exactly. in the wrong.
Yeah.
I was in the right. It was my turn to go. So I'm not letting you get past me. They flip out, honking the horn, like just holding down the horn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I have almost killed them.
Right.
And I'm looking behind me going, what? I could see the person now.
Uh-huh.
An angry, angry female face. I'll never forget.
Yes. Yeah.
Know how just that is. Like beat
try and
red.
Fight you.
Beat red in anger.
Yeah, yeah.
Beat red.
Still. And
so it was kind of, they were doing some construction on this street.
Uh-huh.
So there wasn't enough room for her to go around me. But she tried to go in the opposite lane to get like to get in front of me.
Yes. Yes.
So, of course, I edged out a little bit. So that couldn't happen.
Yeah.
Just put my butt out there with my truck just to make sure she couldn't. Because now I'm enjoying driving her crazy.
Yeah.
This woman is insane. But I'm having fun making her even more crazy.
Sure.
So she kept trying to get past me and I kept moving over.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Rubbin's racing. Yeah,
just slowly moving over. Like, not today, bitch.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Slowly moving over. Okay. She keeps trying again. Oh, whoopsie daisy.
Oh, yeah. Got her. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she's gone. Like, went down a side street as I'm continuing to go straight.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Well,
okay.
Thank God.
She's doing on like the day, right?
Like, I'm just now still like trying to process the whole thing. Like, what is going on? What just happened? So it's going really slow because there's construction. Mm-hmm. There's a guy like in front. As I get up to almost the front, she wheels around now. Now she's in front of me. She is parked directly. She comes through the intersection and goes right in front of me. Like I'm going
on purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah.
So I'm facing
she's
forward
got you.
In the right lane. She's facing the wrong way in the lane now.
She outsmarted you, Dave.
Like, I'm in
wait
my
a
lane.
Second.
I'm in my lane at a light. She came into the lane just so she could be right in front of me. Now she's
like
staring at me.
Headlights to headlights.
Headlights to headlights in her white pickup.
She knew a shortcut.
I raised my hands in the air and went, you're crazy!
Yeah, yeah.
She is, I can't hear what she's screaming. I just know that now she's purple with rage, and she is screaming a million things. I now see she's wearing what appears to be a fisherman's vest. Covered in all sorts of flair, like all sorts of pins.
Yes.
And she had
that.
Like one of those, I don't know, I can't describe the hat.
Like,
you know, they're like this, they're like all the way around.
Like almost like what Pharrell might have had
before
the big hat.
Like a tan glow?
Like a big sun hat?
They used to have like a gold.
No, but it's like a baseball cap rim, but it's like
but
flat.
But it's all
like
flat.
It's,
like a military cap.
Kind of like a military cap.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Also with pins on it.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm like, what do I do? She's literally blocking me in on this road.
You and everyone else, right?
Well, yeah, there's only one car behind me right now, but still, I look back and that guy's just like, he just has
he's
a look
in
of
the middle.
Shock.
He just,
well,
yeah,
sure.
Like, oh,
he doesn't
no,
know
the battle's
what you've
about
done to this
to
girl.
Happen.
So
he's like, somebody's about to get beat up by a lesbian.
Yes.
And I will say, so as she got even closer, I realized she had to be in her 50s.
Okay.
Right.
She was not a young lesbian in her fisherman's vest. She was an older lesbian in a big, souped up white pickup.
Yep.
And then she pulls beside me. So now she's kind of out of the front of me.
Yeah.
She's pulled beside me. She is, how our mirrors didn't clip each other, I have no idea. She's that close to my truck.
Right.
So I put my window down and say, you are insane.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, that you happen, hugger. You,
oh,
like she's
wow.
Just, I said, you realize I had the right of way. I hit the stop sign before you did.
Yeah.
I was in the right. She's like, no, you didn't. That was a stop sign. I'm like, yes, I stopped, bitch.
And then I moved. It was my turn, not yours.
Dave trying to have a conversation with a crazy person.
Because I just, honestly, it didn't make sense. I didn't do anything wrong. She was nuts.
Right.
So she's screaming the most vicious, horrible things to me. And I'm like, just F off. I give her the finger and I'm ready to drive off.
Yeah.
And she has, she's pulling away. She goes, F your mother.
Oh my God.
And then zooms past, like is now like at a crazy speed down a side street.
Wow.
And I thought, well, she's going to come after me again.
Well, yeah. Oh,
I was waiting for you to say, like, she showed up at my house.
No, I thought she was going to follow me. How crazy is that?
Only Dave.
Crazy, yeah.
Only Dave, huh?
I love that.
He fights an old man in a parking lot. He gets in a huge screaming match with a lesbian.
I don't bow down because I wasn't wrong. All I did was stop how I should have stopped at a stop sign and then proceeded.
Well, the best part is, though, you're like, ma'am, I clearly had the right of way.
And I did have the right of way.
I made an official stop. Two complete seconds, an official stop, and then I executed my turn. You, ma'am, are incorrect.
Yeah, I wanted to let her know. Like, whatever she think I did to her, I didn't do.
Let's check the manual. What every driver must know. Page 17, negotiating a four-way stop.
Yeah. That was crazy, you guys. I just don't understand what, like, she just, I don't know, she may be having a bad day, or she just butches her way through every intersection. Maybe that's how she runs life, right? She just powers her way in her big white pickup truck and her fisherman's vest through, like, just intimidates people.
Right.
So when someone actually, you know, challenges her, she loses her mind.
I wonder what kind of restaurant. Yeah. I wonder what restaurant she was working at with all that flair.
No, I think that was just her personal flair.
You think it was just her own fisherman?
Yeah, like, she didn't look like she could work anywhere. Maybe a, like, outdoor place or whatever it's called.
An outdoor world.
But not, I don't know. I didn't see a name tag.
You run into the wrong people.
I guess I do. And I should get a dash cam because I thought after, I'm like, if I had to tape that to play on the air, it would have been amazing. The audio, the filth she was spewing out of her mouth.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Unbelievable, the words she called me. I can't even say some of them. They're that filthy.
That would have been a fun one to bleep.
I bet you were just all red and rage.
And a lesbian.
I was, you know what? It got up to a point where I started laughing because I'm like, you're insane, lady.
Yeah.
You're nuts. I didn't do anything wrong. But I wasn't also backing down, which may have been dumb.
That probably fired her up more.
That she took off and then showed back up again. Like, she went, like, she was gone.
Yeah,
and
it was like, she went down a side street and obviously out around onto a main street. And
she
then
knew.
The wrong way in a lane just to kind of block me in.
Wow.
Anyone that is.
Sounds stressful.
It was unexpected stress. It was out of nowhere stress.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I guess I could have just let that butchy lesbian power her way through, but not today.
The amazing thing is she had no idea that it was going to be Dave.
Yeah.
And that would be on the radio.
Right.
I guess. Oh, there's no way she listens to us.
Well, no, probably not. Probably not.
Someone said, could you have misread it? Was it actually a two-way stop? No. It was, I'm 100% positive, a four-way stop. I'm there all the time. But anyway, it was... It was a surprise encounter with an angry fisherman's vest wearing lesbian.
It's almost like she wasn't really paying attention when that work truck went through. She just finally looked up and thought it was her turn, but you were going.
But to be that angry over it, something you're not sure?
Well, not everybody's
stable. I am 100% sure I was in the right.
And I think that's the only thing. Like, if someone is as crazy as that chick, like, I mean, I guess you're kind of safer there, but...
Because we say it all the time on the show, and I know it. Like, dust back away, you never know what's going on. And I say it myself to people. But it's when you're in the moment, like, when she left, I was like, damn, she could have had a gun, you know? Like, I said that to myself in my head, like, Dave, was that worth it?
I always think about, there was, like, an old guy here, right? Remember there was, like, an old guy here? He, like, shot some dude right in the face, right?
Yeah. Where?
He killed a guy here.
Here.
He, like, they were in an argument. The guy was like...
At the radio station?
No.
Oh, God.
In the area.
Oh, God.
Okay. In the Detroit area.
Okay.
No.
That's what I thought Chuck was saying, too. I was like, wait, there was a murder here.
No, not here. In traffic in Detroit.
Right.
There was an altercation. Someone got into a verbal spat with an older man. I think he was, like, in his late 60s. The dude just walked right up to the front of his car. Boom. Shot him dead and was like, oh, well.
Yeah, you just never know.
Oh, well. No, you do never know, especially when someone's that deranged or, you know, exactly. off their rocker. Because she was obviously off her rocker. Like, there was nothing that justified what she did.
So at times, you have to back off.
Yeah, I know. And well, I keep
especially when someone's
that.
Starsky and hutching you, you know? Like, they're cutting through the alleyways to cut you off and jump in things.
When their car's facing the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just crazy to me. Anyways, I'm okay. That angry lesbian probably had a hell of a day.
Mm. Oh,
with all that rage. She flew out of there.
Oh, I'm sure.
End of that. But.
Oh, we're glad you're alive still.
Yeah, I am too.
And none of the things that you've done yet have gone viral.
No, not yet.
No, I just don't
still
have.
Was waiting for that
because,
old man.
Because, you know,
that
when
you
I drive, I'm trying to be smart. I put my phone away, right? I tuck it away so it's not easily accessible. So I can't just whip it out and tape someone.
Right.
Would be a process.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think of it. I thought of it after. I'm like, that would have made incredible video for the show. Or maybe a dash cam is the way to go. Just for fun. Hopefully I don't have any more encounters to do.
Yeah, dash cam would be interesting. The deer and all the different things you have going on.
Yeah. Do you think that it was just a completely random thing, you running into her, or this, could you ever see her again at that four-way stop? Is it like something?
I guess it could if she's in the area.
That's crazy. That's what's nuts.
I mean, I don't.
You'll never forget her.
I was going to say I've never encountered her before, but who knows? I probably have it just because I'm paying attention,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Keep your eyes open.
Oh, well, I will
she's
now.
She's ready. Did she have a plow
lesbian.
On the front of her truck?
No, she didn't have a plow. No,
not yet.
All I remember is big white pickup truck.
Yeah. She would have plowed Dave's.
Oh, my God. For sure.
Vehicle.
For sure.
Would have been in the shop again.
Angry lesbian plowed me down the road.
He's killed a deer and he got hit by an angry lesbian. I'm surprised you didn't. When a car is facing you head on in the wrong lane, like what a. I just assume, well, here we go.
But that's when I was doing the you're crazy sign at her. Like, you crazy lady.
I know.
Anyways, that was my story.
That is wild.
If anyone knows her, let her know she is a crazy ass lesbian.
She'll take that kindly.
Yes, I'm sure she will. She was absolutely in the wrong in that situation. For some reason, decided to take out her horrible, horrible day on me. I wish I could talk to the construction worker too, because there was a guy with a sign.
Oh, that poor guy.
Oh, my
so I'm
God.
Sure he was just like, what the F is going on right now?
Sure, he sees it. Probably seen it before, road rage incidents.
Oh.
I should have been like, would you mind coming on the show on Monday? All these things you think of after.
Yeah.
Not really thinking about our show at the time when a lesbian is threatening my life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You know, we've talked about Craigslist on the show many times and how that they banned any kind of sex ads for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In an effort to stop trafficking, they cut all those dirty sections out of their website. Mm-hmm. Well, our listeners have caught on how people have been getting around that.
Oh, yeah.
But the newest trend is missed connections.
Okay.
They're using different wording to look for what they want in the missed connection section.
Yeah, like and, I missed.
These all come out of the Boston area.
Okay.
This one, searching for BJ.
Hi. An old friend.
In the missed connection section of Framingham, searching for an old friend named BJ. If she's out there, please email me. I can bring you flowers, which we know means I'll pay you.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Hope to hear from you if you can help me add your lucky number in the subject line, which means how much is that? What that means? Your lucky
Probably.
Number would be how much you.
I think that'd be like, what's the BJ going to cost?
Yeah. Yep.
So there's no stopping it.
No, there's no stopping it. Here's another one. Straight needs wood drained in Fitchburg. Straight needs backup in wood drained. Email me, 6'2", 228 pounds, witty, charming, intelligent, awesome, modest, clean. DDF. Down
to...
No, no, it's DT. It's DD slash F.
DD slash...
You'd have to look it up. I don't know what DD...
We have to uncode
Drug
this
and disease free.
Oh, there you go.
Ah,
drug and disease free.
That is good to know. That is.
Drug and disease free.
That's important to look for.
Yep. And here's one more. Looking for wood. I'm looking for some hardwood tonight. If you have some, let me know. I'll come over and get it. I need some bad.
I should call them and be like, I got a whole pile in the backyard. Yeah. I'll help you sell.
Yeah.
I'll even help you haul it. Let's go. Let's put it in your truck. It needs a junk out of my backyard.
We haven't looked in the missed connections for a while, but I wonder if the same thing's happening around here. Like the, I see you. Caught your eye on the highway. Cute older gent, admire.
Here, it really does seem like they're just trying to
meet. No, they're literally
just, people.
They have missed connections. Yeah, it's just, it's lonely people it's who saw someone
in
the once.
Vertical blinds aisle at that store.
You, adorable, shorter hair, petite brown-eyed female, ask me about vertical blinds. Me, dark brown hair and eyes, willing to help, told you I think you're cute. And everyone needs help sometimes at the Home Depot.
Sir,
where was that one?
Oh, okay, I see where it was.
Yeah.
I see where it was. That's bold.
I hit your car July 10th. I apologize. You were really understanding. You seem like a really cool guy. When and if you messaged me back, tell me something only you and I would know, what I look like, time of day, or the car I drove.
Wouldn't it be something if we saw a woman in a fisherman's vest and a hat
looking for a man
who was driving a certain type of vehicle?
Huge
this color.
Car, the size of a boat. Real a-hole.
That would be crazy.
Yikes, that would be crazy. Haven't seen it yet. People that met at the Jimmy Buffett Con. Yeah, so people, at least around here, haven't caught on that that's how they can look for stuff sexually.
What about the Great Legs one?
I think it's just someone, he's like, you were here and you had great legs.
Yes, yeah. I met a very nice lady with the sexiest legs I've ever seen today. Yeah. I could help to tell her so. I think I caught her by surprise. If she reads this and wants to chat, tell me what store we met in.
People are sad. This is real sad.
Here's the, like, imagine me, okay? I'm a chick. I've got some of the hottest legs you've ever seen in your life. Have I ever once had to go to Miss Connections to get a guy?
No way.
I've got the hottest leg. People have to come up to me in a store and tell me how hot my legs are. I'm going on here. No, I'm not.
No.
No, no way you are.
Like, I can't even believe, and I know we've talked about it, and I know what's happened, but I can't even believe this ever works for anybody. And it has, like, three or four times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had people that call in to say they met someone through misconnections.
But I think a lot of times it's like the person doesn't see it.
Oh, could this be a sex one? You're interested in learning to shoot your pistol?
No.
No.
I was
in a local gun shop. You came in with questions about your pistol.
Yeah.
I thought that was totally sexual.
No.
You had purple hair and we saw each other in the parking lot. That's pretty vague.
Purple hair is some, but see what ends up happening.
Light a cigarette.
Is that I'm like, wait a second, I know a chick with purple hair that lives in that area, and blah blah blah. And then I call her and I'm like, hey, listen, I know this sounds crazy, but I think someone's looking for you. Mm-hmm. And like, it's never the person themselves that see; it's someone else that's just looking at it, laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could never. Let's just say I'm on here, and I saw a post for Lisa.
Yeah, the, like, oh, like blonde with long gloves.
I'm not going to tell her I was perusing the missed connection section. Well, to me, it's just funny. Like, I'm not looking for anyone. I'm not, you know
long
what I mean?
Gloves.
Like,
gloves.
Yeah,
what's
there's,
that
a,
about?
There's a blonde with long gloves.
Blonde girl in white SUV at the park today. Missed you by a minute. Hope you see this. Blonde with long gloves.
What month was that?
22 days ago.
So she's wearing long gloves. She's got some sort of skin disease or something.
Or she worked at a food truck in the park.
Blonde with skin disease. Contact me.
Sir, leave me alone. I'm just trying to grill you a hot dog.
Tall, gorgeous brunette. You walked into Potbelly's today with a group of coworkers. I was sitting inside when you walked in. Our eyes met for a quick moment.
Oh, that's all a guy needs. Don't look at a guy.
Don't look at a guy. Don't look at anyone's eyes.
Don't look at a guy.
Don't look in their eyes.
Hey, how you doing?
I shouldn't have looked at him.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're going to see a misconnection tomorrow.
Yeah.
Blonde, you looked at me in the radio studio.
He's sitting across from me. eyes.
I'm going to make James write it.
I'll write a gorgeous one for you.
I know you would.
Delta to Atlanta flight.
Oh, plane one. I'm a guy. You were a couple rows behind me with a couple other girls. We both kept looking. You were gorgeous. I couldn't say anything for obvious reasons.
Oh, no.
I do
obvious
think it's
reasons.
She's like, oh my God, this creeper is not. He won't stop looking at me. It's really creepy.
Girl cashier at 7-Eleven.
Won't you just go back to 7-Eleven?
Right.
That's what I would do.
Cashier, unless they
you
quit.
You want to get a drink sometime? Like, how could that
older
not
older lady like, walking past my house? You can't even walk past somebody's house.
Sorry, but you look good. With her grandson. You're good looking. I wouldn't mind talking, maybe hooking up. Like some old broad's going to come on Craigslist misconnection.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
It's all guys.
What's wrong with
looking
these people?
For women?
You were in the Meyer bottle return.
Looking
your skirt fell off.
Oh no!
That's you, Lee.
No, that was a long time ago.
There's a looking for a younger girl who I saw at the bottle return, at the deli, at a grocery store, at the Dollar Tree.
A lot of grocery stores.
It's crazy when they know the person's name. Like they work at a
drugstores.
They work at a place, and they're like, hey.
Cute woman in black Porsche? Yeah, she's not going to be looking on Craigslist.
Exactly.
Cute woman in black Porsche.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? No time for Craigslist.
Beautiful blonde. Rock climber.
Rock climber?
Cute curly haired guy in the shoe store.
It's all stores. Like Tim Hortons.
That's what I mean. Like they know, and sometimes they know the person's name because they work there and have like a name tag, you know?
It's amazing when people take the chance on this. But as you said, occasionally it works out.
Something about a golden retriever on there.
I know, I saw that.
That's what they got, Lisa. Did you see?
Scroll down.
I saw the city and knew you were safe.
Oh, okay. I don't see it now. Where'd it go?
It was there.
There it is. Oh, yep, okay. Yeah,
right there.
Lady at the extended stay with the golden retriever.
Oh, I'm definitely.
Well, we know that's Lisa. We know it's Lisa.
Yeah.
Extended stay.
Don't you just go up and start talking to someone rather than
I think what happens is a guy's like
cute dog.
We make some eye contact. You didn't mean it, but I'm like, oh yeah, she's into me. But then I'm like, I can't go over there. I'm not going to go over there. And then it just eats me up and I have to get on here and do this. And you look like a psycho.
Look, caught your eye on the highway.
On the highway.
Yep.
I know this is a long shot, but I can't stop thinking about your smile. I was in a lime green Ford Fiesta.
Good luck, sir. Good luck to you, lime green Ford Fiesta.
Holy hell.
That guy wonders why he can never get laid.
Yeah.
It's your lime green Ford Fiesta, dude.
Lisa.
She was looking at you because she couldn't believe you were driving a lime
green Ford
Fiesta.
She was laughing at your car.
That's why she was smiling. You're like...
The lime green
nice car. Part. Oh, my Lord, people. So they're not using it for sex here. Oh. They're just using it in desperation.
It's way more sad than you thought.
Craziness.
What is the creeper that was at that one place that says you kept backing into me down about five? Kept backing into me at the pig thing.
Down two more.
Right there.
It was the last act of the night, and you, female shorter than me, ponytail shorts on with your girlfriend, kept physically engaging me. I would have returned the favor, but I had a very difficult day. If you're interested,
so unfortunately, it's like a chick at a concert who's like
creepy.
Having fun and accidentally bumped into a guy, and he's like,
I would have rubbed myself on you, but I had a bad day, man.
I had a bad day, so I couldn't rub on you? Oh, God, yeah. This chick.
Yeah.
I'm just not into rubbing right now.
And knowing the town that went down in, she probably wasn't interested anyway.
No. Well, he said with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could be platonic.
Right.
So one of my friends is... like kind of was being stalked at her work. This guy that she doesn't know found out where she worked. We don't have any idea how, right?
Oh no.
He just found her, but he like left her gifts at the front desk.
Uh-oh.
And can I go through the list of things that he left?
Yes, yes.
Okay. 1 peso.
It's hilarious in itself.
He's an exotic
he
traveler.
Left her 1 peso.
Going 1 rosebud, a tiny seashell. A mini vase of flowers, a Frankenstein napkin, some weed.
Oh my God! What?
And left his phone number with no name.
What?
This guy's nuts, right?
I'd call him.
Of course you would. He left a Frankenstein napkin.
Frankenstein napkin and weed? Hey, this we can hang out.
This is what he looks like.
No!
A total stoner.
He kept sending her photos of himself like this.
Okay, so two options here. Either he's a psycho, he's a Buffalo Bill, or he's so high. He's so high.
He's so high.
That he's
so
like, high. Yeah, get rid of
him.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I got it in prison. So hold on. What do I got lying around?
Wait.
Oh, my God. You know what's awesome? This is, like, I don't even know where this is from. It is awesome, though. It's different. It's like a coin, but it's different than ours, you know? I'll give her that. I got a rosebud somewhere around here somewhere. I got to get that. Anyone got a tiny vase or anything?
He probably walked by something and stole that.
He probably left her all of his earthly belongings.
The Frankenstein napkin killed me.
What is the Frankenstein napkin?
To him, that means something. To him.
Like, is it like a kid's birthday party you were at?
Yeah,
you're
like,
I might as well.
So my friend thought, well, maybe this guy is the love of my life, and I just don't, you know, like, who knows? Let me find out who it is. So she texted him. I'm like, why did you text this crazy person? I'm like, he's not the love of your life. He left you a Frankenstein napkin and a peso.
It works. Every time. It works.
So crazy. It worked.
Well, he didn't get with her. Then he started sending her pictures.
Of course.
And then she blocked him. No, she didn't block him. She just ignores him.
Oh, my God.
He wanted to go boating with her.
Don't
go on the boat with that guy.
Yeah, no, seriously. I'm going to boat. I got a rubber dinghy that just, I blew it up.
The pool raft.
Yeah.
He gave her weed.
Okay, now, did he leave all that at once or was it different
all
times?
All at once.
Like the weirdest gift basket of all time? That's crazy.
I know.
Okay, so these are the things I have.
Worldly possessions.
I'm gonna give her some. I'm not gonna give her all my weed. That would be crazy. Just a bit.
Just a nug.
Oh my God.
You can have that.
All of that. Here we go. Give her everything.
What a random list of items. I died. I'd laugh so hard. I was like, okay.
His photo is hilarious.
And he keeps sending photos like that. Like he's like kissing her or whatever. Like, look at like the sexy stoner look.
Oh my God. It's not sexy.
It's a not. Seashell.
I'm a trap. I had it lying around.
Died.
What can I get her, man?
Oh, man.
I don't know what I have.
But it intrigued her so much.
I know.
What
are you thinking? Why are you doing that? This is not the love of your life, this guy.
No, I guess you never.
She's just curious.
You never know.
But she still can't figure out how he knows her, how he found her.
Yeah, he doesn't know how that he ran into her at all. That's crazy.
Somewhere.
That's weird.
It's weird. Got her name, found out where she worked. Yeah.
As funny as it is, it's also a little scary.
It's a little scary. That's what I said.
If I didn't think, there's no way I'm not a person to be afraid of, to be totally honest. I'm not really motivated to do anything crazy. I was crazy. I got motivated. And in fact, it might have even been his mom that dropped off the gift basket. We don't know.
No, it was him.
It was him.
Can you give this to the little lady? I know we can't reach out to him, but it would be amazing to talk to a guy like that to see what was going through your mind. Why the one peso? Why the one seashell?
The peso for
why
sure
the Frankenstein
is
napkin.
Looks different.
Okay, but what did the Frankenstein napkin mean?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't. Like.
Yeah, she can't talk to him because then he'll think I got a chance. But you know, I'd love to know too.
Because what?
I just want to know what this Frankenstein napkin even looks like. Is like Frankenstein's face on it?
Hopefully she has it. Still have her take a photo of it.
To me, it seems like it would be like a white napkin with like a cartoon Frankenstein on it. Or maybe the actual version of like Frankenstein from the movie.
See, I'm picturing like a kid's party napkin that's green.
Yeah.
And there's a cartoony face on it that looks like Frankenstein.
Could be that.
It's the craziest collection of things I've ever heard in my life.
Like, if it's a kid version, maybe he's trying to say, hey, I'm cool with kids.
No,
the Pacers, he's a
it's stoner treasures, James. Yes. Stoner treasures.
Well, it's kind of like, I've traveled the world. I've been to Mexico. I got this seashell on a beach. I love a beach. I'm a fun-loving guy. Here's Frankenstein. And if you couldn't tell, here's a nug for your enjoyment.
The flowers will show he's romantic.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
The vase is so you know how to take care of the flowers. Yeah. You know how to take care of a lady.
Yeah.
Part of me loves it. Part of me is terrified. I'm conflicted.
I can't even imagine getting that kind of package.
The like,
what was she
ever.
Thinking?
Oh, she was blown away. She was scared. She kept trying to figure out who it was.
Oh.
Well, I found it very comical.
I do, too. I totally do.
Oh, you see, you messaged me back, finally. It worked. My knickknacks.
And she doesn't smoke weed, so I don't know. She's like, do I look like I smoke weed?
Just taking a shot in the dark. Yeah. If you're, you know...
You're rolling the dice.
If you're that high, if you look at him, he's so high.
Listen to this Craigslist misconnection. I see you.
Mm-mm.
I always see you with different people, but mostly one. I see you at this place over the weekend. I walked over to you, but you rushed off. You weren't paying attention, but I do. I pay attention to everything that you do, that you did and may do. I know you like a book. I see your face is unhappy.
You're really sad.
I see your fake smile. I see you crying, wiping your tears. What happened to you, hun? I see you dye your hair blonde every time you're going through something emotional. Does he make you feel like you're not good enough or beautiful? Does he cheat on you?
Uh-oh.
I wish I was man enough and brave enough to talk to you and tell you that I would never hurt you. You would never have to dye your hair blonde because I'll take care of you emotionally. We're getting older. You're 37. I'm 40.
Oh, my.
This is so long. God.
I'm afraid I freaking lost you forever. It's been 18 years since.
Since what?
I don't even think you recognize me on numerous occasions when I show up where you are.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
But then again, I know you. You see me, too. Why won't you just wave or smile or talk to me?
Oh, no, because you're crazy.
Is it because of your secret lover? I know you love him. He makes you cry, then kisses your face. He manipulates you, baby. You're better than him. I'm posting this because I can't say it to you. I'm sorry. I have no guts. I'm not even man enough for you. Maybe that's why you left. I will cherish our night under the stars when you showed me who you really are. Your soft, dark hair all around my face when you were kissing me.
Oh, my God.
Your sparkly green eyes shining in the moonlight. My hands all over you. Oh, my God. I relive that every single night. You're amazing. I know you still are, too, because I see you.
Mm-mm.
Run.
That's so scary.
Run, lady, run.
Written by Craigslist user Forever Alone.
Oh,
how is it? So her ex is following her everywhere for it's 18
not
years.
It's not even ex. I think this is just like a guy who got to make out with a chick one time at night.
And has been following her for 18 years?
Yeah.
What a nut.
Yeah.
That's a long paragraph.
That is.
Oh, that's. I've insane. Never written that much.
It is
never.
Life.
Never.
Combined.
Oh.
Must have been a real good kisser.
She was this person knows.
Someone needs to alert this lady. She is in danger.
It is crazy that you could have someone obsessing over you like that and not know it.
I'm sure she knows it. I bet this isn't the
only. Like you think that,
you know
she's...
You know what, though? If you kiss someone once 18 years ago,
you
probably forget them.
You forget them, yeah. Well, yeah. But do you think, like, he's stalking her in other ways?
Oh, like, this isn't the only one.
This isn't the only way. Like, social media.
Yeah, he's...
Showing up at her place.
Mm. He definitely shows up at all the things that she does.
Right. She has to know.
If she doesn't, someone should tell her.
Maybe. Wow.
Because I think she's in danger.
Oh, well, he says where he sees her.
Yeah, he says where he sees her. And he also says, like, why didn't you wave... Like,
I walked over to you, but you rushed off.
Yeah, in terror.
Right.
So she knows. She's like, oh, God, this guy.
This guy. But she doesn't know this.
Probably.
No, my God, no. Oh, God, that's so weird to think of someone reading that about themselves.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of like a thing. Like, there's nothing you can really do to stop a crazy person like that.
No.
You know, that person needs massive help.
I'm so entertained by these missed connections. I never on my own just sit there and read them. Only when we're on the show, but it's so entertaining, really.
Oh, because it's nuts to people roll the dice like this. Looking for grandma at Hollywood Market. I saw you shopping, grandma. You were wearing a very nice dress. I was the older guy. We exchanged glances. Would like to know more.
You know what never changes for a guy, no matter how old you get, is if a chick looks at you, you are, that's it.
Don't look at anyone.
Don't
ladies.
You can't.
Ladies,
don't look at us. Don't look at us. Don't look.
That's so crazy.
You can't even look at us.
As a woman, you can't look at us because we will think that you were the... we didn't click on this cute woman in black Porsche. We were facing each other at the red light and waved when we passed in front of each other. My car wants to meet your car. It wants to have a coffee or a drink with your car.
That's probably two Porsche people.
I think this guy just wants to bang the car.
He might.
Yeah, he's into it.
He might.
Tonight at this bar, you liked my shirt.
Oh, my God.
You were very cute. You made a comment about the shirt I was wearing. I would like to meet you.
You probably said something funny on it.
You can't talk to us or look at us.
Don't.
Come on.
And here's another question. Someone was like, I met you at the Amsterdam airport. It's in Detroit.
Yes, so he knew she was headed here.
Okay, all right.
Girl in the yellow Crocs at Tropical Smoothie.
The yellow Crocs.
We'll stay away from her.
The yellow Crocs were sexy.
You always seem interested every time I come in. You're very pretty, but I didn't ask you if you were free or single. I come in daily with my tall sister to get whatever. All I know is you usually wear yellow Crocs and you drive a Ford Fusion.
I already know too much.
Isn't that the truth?
Isn't
that the truth? The second you start to lay on someone like, well, I know you always wear this type of shoes and that this is the car that you drive, you're instantly a psycho, right?
Yes.
So the person yellow Crocs right now in a red Fusion is like,
very afraid.
Looking down at the shoes.
Because there's one chick right now who works at Tropical Smoothie in yellow Crocs and a red Ford.
All she wants to do is make some smoothies and go to college. You know, she's going to deal with this guy.
That's it.
Exactly.
And she's wearing
college tuition.
She's wearing the Crocs because she thinks this is the most unsexiest shoe I could possibly wear. No one will be into this.
I'll be fine.
Like the repellent. That's what women wear when they don't want.
Exactly. My feet are in yellow Crocs. I'll be fine at work.
Nope. Lisa, not even then.
Nope.
Don't look at us. Don't comment on us.
Go down. There's something else about Crocs. Go down.
What? There cannot be another thing about Crocs.
I might have misread something when I was flying by.
I can search for Crocs, I think.
In missed connections.
No, just the one.
So many in stores, different stores. Couple concerts, gas stations.
Not people are doing this.
I made a Field Dollar Tree pickup.
Yeah.
You helped carry my kayak. You were wearing a black one piece with the cutest little behind.
Oh, God, you creep.
I know I seem preoccupied and didn't thank you properly. Please accept my apologies. I know that I'd love the opportunity to thank you with a smile. You're a short blonde, God. Very pretty, heart of gold, I'm sure. You were sitting
with heart of gold. So here's the thing.
You don't care about her gold. You just care about her ass.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the thing. So let's say you helped me carry my kayak.
Sweet little
ass. Okay, you did. And I was like, wow, that chick is super cool. If I'm going to write anything to try and meet you, I can't be like, listen, you were super cool. Ass. You had a hot little ass on you. I can't. I'm trying to meet you.
And why do I feel this one's like a big girl wrote this?
I think your name's John, I think. I come by there, the Taco Bell, by the way. This is a missed encounter at Taco Bell. I'm way too shy to flirt, but I almost gave you my number a few times. You're so cute. I'm interested. Well, if you're interested as well, you can reach me at this number.
Okay, that's actually
or
you
give
guys.
Me a sign next time you see me.
A sign.
Yeah.
A wink.
John at my local Taco Bell. He's a cool dude.
Oh, is he?
I don't know if he wants to hang out.
You're just trying to get a guy to make you Taco Bell at home.
Josh around in the hot tub, as long as he brings over some cheesy gorditas. Watch some WWE wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay, so the takeaway from all of this, if you're a lady, don't talk to a guy, don't look at a guy, don't comment on his shirt, nothing.
No.
And if you're a guy, don't post on Craigslist missed connections because we all assume you are a psychopath.
But also, don't, please, for the love of God, don't try and find too much out about a girl.
And don't give them a Frankenstein napkin.
It worked. I'm not mad at that.
Did not work.
It kind of worked. I got that six number, boys. I know you say it was going to not work, but it did. She's texting me. Hold on, I got to take another.
The duck face selfie dude, bro?
Yeah, that's it. I'm trying to impress her. Man, my eyes are crossed, so I don't know what's going on.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.